Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody wasn't poor, or everybody could,
I don't believe that people would get rid of kids if it, because I believe it's mostly economical in my view. And then, at times, oh man, I don't want to have a kid with this dude, or vice versa. So we got our co-host, Sabrina, in. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce Sabrina and let her go ahead and speak. Like I said, we're going to deal with the Kavanaugh Theater, and Sabrina is going to talk about it as well. So let me go ahead, Sabrina. You have the floor.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing, Tony?
Doing fine. How about yourself?
Well, we're about ready to get some moisture, so the sky is really pretty here, and already ready for tomorrow. It's pretty good.
Awesome. I was just talking to the listening audience. Facebook went down, so we'll probably have to rebroadcast on Facebook. But YouTube, Twitch, Periscope, Dailymotion, BitChute, all those should be going. Blog Talk's going, Blog Talk, Skype, and we have to upload on Podbean, SoundCloud, Speaker, and a couple other sites. But thank everybody for listening in. We definitely appreciate you guys listening in. So did you want to start the show out as far as, like, the topic? Or did you want to – because I told the listening audience a little bit about, the situation with the Kavanaugh thing, how it triggered a bunch of people. People came after the network. They actually have lost, like, over 60 likes on Facebook. People desubscribed from YouTube. We had only like 80 members on Periscope. Now we got like 30. So all over this Kavanaugh thing, because we told the truth, as opposed to this is what the oligarchy wants to do. They want you to take a side, and we didn't take one. We say, hey, this dude's a shitter, and this chick's a shitter. They're both shitters, and we shouldn't deal with neither one of them, pay them none attention. Because you know what we could have been paying attention to? That $3.8 trillion permanent tax cut. Could have been paying attention to that. Could have been paying attention to a transgender person who did a mass shooting, but it didn't fit the narrative of white male with AR was actually a black transgender with a pistol. So, nope, can't talk about that. So, and then it was a marijuana grab. Also, police state legislation was passed. I mean, so, this was just theater to keep you busy. They're the masters of manipulation and the masters of entertainment. You understand? And you have to get away from it. But what are your thoughts? How you want to pull forward? Did you, let the listening audience hear your takes on it? They've been listening to me for the last 10 minutes.
Well, I agree with everything you're saying. It is just a distraction. And I think that as an alternative news source, we've grown a lot during this confrontation, if you want to call it that. And we have a new policy that we're going to be putting into place that handles when we disagree with one of our readers or listeners about one of what we call a truth, because we're all on a journey together and we all have different opinions. So we're going to start focusing on a different way of handling how we share the truth as we see it. There's a lot of stories that were gone under the radar because of this ridiculous sex scandal, which is all it is. It's just a distraction, like you said. Trying to get this article to pull up, and I don't have the best internet out here in the country. One of the things that you didn't talk about that was covered up was the marijuana issue And that's the one that I wanted to talk about, and the silly thing just will not pull up. But they are constantly trying to overturn the people's will with the legalization of marijuana. And one of them that they tried to do right now is that they're getting higher and higher numbers of people getting incarcerated, though there's over half the states who have either put in recreational and or marijuana, medical marijuana. There's just so much out there that's more important than a kangaroo court. This is something that happened, then it does need to be discussed, but it needs to be discussed in a court of law, not in a court of public opinion or a kangaroo court. And so the only other thing I'd like to add on this topic, and then I'll let you cover any more that you think is relevant, Tony, is just the policy that we're going to put into place. And this has to do with a lot of things, but it just came to a head because of us listening to our readers. We want to be able to reach everyone, whether we agree or not. We completely believe in free speech, and we have no problems with, let's say, alternative forms of communication. There's nothing wrong with somebody cussing or having a strong opinion that they don't go beat around the bush when they're saying it. But as a page, no matter how the reader or listener is responding, we've decided to respond with facts and civility. And so I think that that's about the best that anybody could do in these contentious times. We want to respect everybody's viewpoint, and we want to show how we would continue the conversation in a manner that's more about the facts than about fighting. And I'll hand it back over to you, Tony.
I agree. Whole situation. But, you know, sometimes, you know, I think a thing we have to do is have a thing called the word eludes me. I don't know. What the description of the word I'm looking for, I can't find it, but the description of the word is have some sensibility to where, you know, you can tell who is who. You know, don't put everybody in one big bowl, you know, and like, you know, like David, you know, he's a good brother. I love him. But, you know, that's
He was out there on my page,
you know,
ending. Love that guy.
Yeah, I do too. It's, but at times, you know, it'd be civil people that, you know, kind of like light them on fire just by, because they get kind of testy a little bit, like, well, I'm fighting a troll, you know, why is you talking to me like that? You know what I mean? And, but I totally understand where he's coming from, but like, sometimes I think he could just leave it alone. But he is all over the network, relentless, like on MeWe, everywhere, snapping on people. Hey, you ain't doing that, ban, you know. Because, and the only reason that we would ever ban anybody is because negative energy makes people leave. So we can't allow you to be on trolling. You know, if you have a disagreement and, you know, but when you're trying to tell somebody they're wrong or what have you, and you're, if you could, everybody knows when someone's trolling. I mean, it should be common sense. And if you begin to be a troll, you'll be banned. It's not that we're censoring your free speech. It's that you get advantage. You're no longer wanting to what I mean.
Well, they're not furthering the conversation. They're interrupting the conversation. They're not presenting points. They're not presenting sources or facts. They're not even giving true counter arguments. They're just providing a nasty tone and calling out names, labeling people. And then rather than respond in kind, we'll lay our facts out, we'll lay our sources out. If they continue after we've run through the supporting evidence that we have for our post and they continue to present their negative energy, that's when it's very obvious to all involved that it's trolling.
Yeah, that's what I think too. And so, you know, we deal with that accordingly, you know, but then it offends other people because they say, oh, you guys are hypocrites and you're acting like Facebook. And no, you know, first of all, this is a Facebook page for everybody to speak on. This is ours. You know what I mean? The public, all of you guys, we say that this is your page too, but you need to go by the rules. I post the rules all the time. I said, and like over and over, because I figure people will just keep it in their head, but I guess we got to do a pin post for you guys, because I don't have this problem in the either groups, like Green News Network 1 and Green News Network 2. The groups, we don't have those issues. But in the on that page, people are going crazy. And then on, well, YouTube is pretty much crap, but, you know, don't give very much, although we did lose some subscribers. And I try to keep up with everybody, like on Twitch. Twitch is blowing up, and then there's trolls trying to take over that Twitch, and it's like, dude, start something on your own, you know what I mean? I don't know, but this Kavanaugh thing caused a chain reaction throughout all these sites. The only site that didn't have any issues with people was MeWe, because there are all truthers there. It is so beautiful over at MeWe. If you guys ever go over there, it's all smart people. You know, a lot of the dummies.
They are basically trying to build networks, keeping the truth on the forefront. And they are moderating MeWe, I think, a lot more than almost all of Facebook individually, not as a platform, which is the way that it should be. The platform shouldn't do the monitoring outside of the rules they set up. It should be the people and the pages, the platforms that are being utilized, not the algorithms and bots and arbitrary decision makers behind a screen that nobody can ever talk to.
Yeah, the thought police, when they say contact us. You know, you click contact us. Oh, send us an email so we'll never get back to you.
Exactly.
And then this is another thing I think that all of our listeners, supporters, viewers, followers, subscribers, all across the network, is you guys are used to a hierarchy, and you're also used to people not interacting with you. We're interactive. So I think that's another thing that is like throwing everybody for a loop. They figure they can just talk on these pages and nobody's going to respond. 13
right. Think does happen, their comment might get hidden or deleted, but there's not going to be any actual interaction from the administrators and monitors of the page. And that's not the case with us.
Right, exactly. And even on MeWe is pretty steady. I don't really have to deal, because everybody is, it's a truther. Go look on MeWe, if you have a MeWe, go on our news feed on MeWe, look at your MeWe news feed, and then look at your Facebook news feed. And you can see the calm and MeWe with all that truth. It's like, And then come on Facebook, it's everywhere.
The only kind of trolling or contention that I saw on MeWe was between people that considered themselves truther conservatives and people that considered themselves truther left-leaning. And then that was not a very large component.
No, it's not. You rarely see that, so that's cool.
Yes, it is.
Another thing, Gab, too, and we need to put some stuff on Gab. We're not really – and Minds is really down, but – Gab, mine's has kind of become more of a conservative, so I'm still going to have us have our stuff there so that, you know, maybe we can pull a conservative over to our thought process.
Well, you know how I feel about that, Tony. I think that we should be trying to talk to each other, and I think that's one of the best new platforms we could pursue, simply because with me living in such a conservative area, I'm talking to the people that believe this, not the online entities such as you and I for the left-leaning crowd. It's not the right-leaning crowd online. It's the day-to-day people, the farmers and the mechanics and the grocery store clerks. And whether or not the either side wants to believe it, I'm in the middle watching both have so much in common. There's more in common with conservatives and the left, true left-leaners, than there is with the Democrats right now.
I agree. Like one major issue would be the ending of the Federal Reserve System. You know what I'm saying? Right wingers,
there's so many
libertarians or whatever. Yeah.
There's
education.
There is the fact that almost all people want to know what's in their food. There is health care. Now, there's definitely some contention in the solutions between so-called conservatives and so-called liberals. But folks, if we could just all agree on the problem, we're halfway there. We need to get together. That's the whole point. Get together and find those people that are recognizing the problems running for office, and then they can work it out like they should truly be working it out in the Congress and in the judiciary branches when cases need to be brought before them. We could start getting a president that would nominate judges because of their record, maybe get back to some constitutional law. And then I think that that should get furthered because the 10 principles aren't covered by constitutional law. We need to implement not anything within the 10 principles violates constitutional law. And that's where the solution process starts to be so different. But if we really even talk 10 principles to conservatives, and we use their talking words with our 10 principles, they still align, especially with libertarians, because decentralization is a key agenda point of the libertarians, whether they recognize that or not.
JAP said, I can't hear her. JAP, I don't know. I have it set up correctly on YouTube. That's JP on YouTube, he says. So I'm sorry, brother, if you can't see it or can't hear her. But it's set up correctly, so you should be able to hear it. I don't know why you're not. Maybe refresh or log in and log back out, I think. And all the other people that's on YouTube, give me some comments if you can't hear her. Because I need to know if it's all of you guys that can't, then I can tweak it a little bit, but I think everything is going smoothly. So ultimately with this Kavanaugh Ford thing, this should be an example of what we don't want to become, watching that fiasco and experiencing, you know, people in there, you know, and it's just really disgusting to me, you know what I mean, how people want to be individuals and, you know, they want their rights and all of this, but, you know, they will gang up and shame people. They don't like stand for anything. They shame you when you don't agree. That's it. That's how the left, for the most part, or the so-called left acts, the Hillary supporters, all of those people. Right side, they're all for Kavanaugh. And then when you tell them about the bad about Kavanaugh, they're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And a lot of them, too, say, I would rather have the next girl in line, the woman, because there's a woman in line after Kavanaugh who supports the Fourth Amendment, because Kavanaugh actually does not support the Fourth Amendment and is an advocate for police state and is an advocate for the NSA to continue its program and even expand it. So if there was ever a case that would come before them, would for like the expansion of the Patriot Act, that's a constitutional thing, right? And also Kavanaugh is a Jesuit, you know, which if you look up the Jesuits, you'll know that they're terrible people. So Kavanaugh's a crap, and then Blasey Ford, she's crap because she's company called Concept or something to that effect, Corsept. If you go to corsept.com, you want to, she's wrote 10 scientific papers on this abortion pill drug called Mithistone or something like that, or Miltistone or something like that. I can't remember. She part of the, and if Kavanaugh confirmed, stand to lose profits from their government subsidies because of future litigation on, is that regulation is what destroys, you know what I mean? So it, this company has to live through 35 years of being on a bench and related to death on the stock market, they could stand to lose millions. So this is why Blasey Ford, I call her Blasey Woo Woo Skibby Ford, who was dispatched, and then they got with their the politician they owned, and Dianne Feinstein, who takes millions in donations from the big pharma, and she held the letter from Skibby Ford from July to now for political purposes. So it's a big sham, and it's to keep you from looking at the $3.8 trillion tax cut permanently. You know that ain't for us, right?
So, well, what is going on that's actually for us? And that's the whole point. When they do these ridiculous circuses, one way or the other, they're trying to put someone in who isn't good for us. So let's focus on the things that they're doing that are bad for us. And yes, go ahead, try this in court, no problem. But throwing people under the bus in the court of public opinion, when, as far as I'm aware, there is no other hearings being held than those under the FBI, and there's some in the Senate, but that's at Kavanaugh and his placement on the Supreme Court. Is that correct? There's not a single...
Correct.
Evidentiary hearing of any sort?
No. Well, there's supposed to just be a vote on it. And also, like, here's what the Democrats want. The Democrats want to delay the vote until after the election. They want an FBI investigation. But an FBI investigation is inconclusive, so there's no reason to have an FBI investigation in this matter, because it's a civil matter. So it's a big sham, you know what I mean? But in my opinion,
you know, if anything, it should be only in front of Congress. It should never have been in the press, and it should have been as a character witness only. because it has been so long since the incident occurred, and it's a he said, she said, so at best it's hearsay, or the he said, she said. There's no way, I don't even think, to try it in civil court at this point. Now, correct me if I'm wrong on that, but if they wanted to use her as a character witness before Congress, I suppose that would have been one thing. But even then, if you're using her as a character witness, her character has to be called into question as well.
Yeah, and her motive, you know what I'm saying, of testimony. So it's, you know, they are going by the law, they're not rules. It's a theater. It is a TV show. It's a reality show. Basically, you know what I mean? They did it to Clarence Thomas. So it's all stupidity. What we should be doing is continuing to build local, talk to local people, and build from the ground up. Just like this Green News Network, we built from the ground up. You know, and just be aware. You know, and keep moving. But what's always been the problem is the moron population. And excuse me for having that thought process, but that's been the problem since the 90s. It's the stupid people who believe the TV teller. The Mockingbird media, mind control victims. So that's what we're up against. You know, so catch this if you can, as far as thought process. And if you can, please do. And then you teach somebody. You know what I mean? So my last words, because we're running out of time, my last words on it is, whenever there's a great drama going on in Washington, D.C., better believe that there's a sleight of hand, something else is going on the back end. They always control both sides of the argument. So what you got to do is withdraw your consent from picking a side. So I'll leave it up to Sister Sabrina, and then hopefully she can give us a...
Did I lose you? Can you hear me, Tony?
Go ahead. Yeah, I got you.
Okay, you cut out there for a second. Well, I just would like to tell our listeners and our readers on any of our pages that we are listening to what you have to say. We will not stop telling the truth, but we can do so in a way that's more conducive to proactive solution. And we ask you to join us in that endeavor. Let's all lead by example and show people that we don't always have to agree while we're on this journey or in this battle to expose the things that are going wrong that we're not even aware of behind the scenes. And thank you all for showing up and hearing us out. Everybody have a wonderful week.
All right. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed the show. We'll try to bring you another catch us if you can, when we can. And we want to thank all the listening in. We got about 103 people listening in here on Blog Talk. And let me see everywhere else. So we've got 294 people all together throughout the network was listening in. So thank you guys for listening in. We definitely appreciate it. So with that, we'll go ahead and close out the show. We love you all. Be sure to tune in when we do Deb Della Piana show, Holly Seelinger. Right now, if you guys want to go, I think Ty or Furious George is doing his show right now. Also, Gerard Kenyatta Hay, he's also awesome as well. So check out all those shows, brothers and sisters, again, for joining us here on Catch Us If You Can. And until we meet again at the appointed time, see you later, everybody.